703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. We got a legend on the phone. I'm talking about the NBA's all-time leading scorer and Basketball Hall of Fame inductee. We got him on the phone talking about the new book, Coach Wooden and Me, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. How you doing?
Hey, how's everything?
Hey, it is good. Good to be talking to you about this new book. Now, my first question is, because I know you're from Harlem, how did John Wooden get you out to L.A. out of all places?
Well, I saw him play, his teams play in 1964, 1965, and I liked the way they played.
And you went on to make a lot of history with Coach Wooden. Like, what is one of your favorite memories that you have in your mind as far as, whether if it's on the court or off the court of Coach Wooden?
Well, I think off the court, he had the ability to make us look at life around us and try to engage it. He wanted us to be fully engaged in going out into the world and making our community a better place. And felt that the education that we got at UCLA would help us do that.
And so the main focus of this book, like you said, what you just said, is explaining how much of an influence Coach Wooden had on your life, not only on the court, but off the court, you know, trying to push you guys to get education and better yourselves. And that's a relationship you don't really see players and coaches have, you know, these days. Or, you know, they don't have that kind of relationship anymore. So why do you think that is in today's game?
Well, I think that it's just gotten to the point now where young athletes see college as a stepping stone to the professional league, and they're not interested in getting an education.
How would you think Coach Wooden would relate in today's basketball as far as college is concerned? How do you think he would fare as far as in this coaching world where you have to deal with certain, not just the athletes themselves, but also the parents? Because it seems like you have to deal a lot more with them now, especially with the situation. I know you see it out there in California that's going on with the Lonzo Ball and LaVar Ball situation.
They don't see that as being a supreme value. And that's easy to understand. If you have all this talent, what do you want to do? Do you want a college education, or do you want to take this sign for this $15 or $20 million? that's a tough choice.
Yeah.
So, how important do you think it is, especially in today's world, when you got, you know, social media and a lot of people in, you know, players' ears these days? How important it is to is it to have a mentor in today's, you know, like a Coach Wooden in today's game?
Well, I think it'd be very beneficial. But that's only for somebody who wants to get an education.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody goes into college and they have talent and they're going to be the next LeBron James, well, I'm pretty sure they're going to want to spend as little time in college as possible and get to the pro ranks and start making that money.
And from a player standpoint, do you understand like why players today would just, you know, want to use college as a stepping stone just to go to the NBA instead of trying to get an education?
Yeah, I would. I think that they see a lot of college athletes being exploited. You know, the college players make all this money, and it goes to the colleges. It doesn't go in their pockets. So I think that some of them don't have to go that route and get paid immediately. It makes sense to them.
And did you have that same thought when you were playing in college?
No, I didn't, because I wanted to get a degree. Mm-hmm. That was an important issue for me, and I stayed until I got mine.
So the education was more important to you than just, you know, chasing the money in the NBA?
Yeah, well, you know, I found I could do both.
Yeah.
Why not?
You got to understand too, Joe, because Kareem played in a day where you couldn't even play your freshman year. Is that right, Kareem? You didn't play
right.
It. You couldn't play it on the varsity team.
Yeah. So, you know, since freshmen were ineligible, you just had to stay in college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You couldn't play in the NBA until your high school year, graduated from college. So that kind of really reduced your options. You could play for the Globetrotters or the ABA, or you could go to Europe or South America.
Yes, sir. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Coach Wooden and Me. Make sure you go check out that book. I got to ask you real quick, Kareem, because we know the finals is coming up. How do you feel about the NBA playoffs this season? It seems like it's been one of the worst for me, just in my personal view. I'm only 38 years old, so I haven't lived a long time, but it just seems like it's crazy. We're just all waiting for the finals. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, some years it's more interesting for the people who are just getting their first chance to play for the finals. So I'm sure people in those cities want to see some change. And then there are other people who are serious Golden State and Cleveland fans, and they want to see those two teams go at it.
No doubt. I'm ready. Who are you picking?
Geez, I'm not going to pick anybody. Last year, you know, Golden State, they had 3-1 and they managed to lose it. So that goes to show you how much you should be betting.
Yes,
yes.
One more question before we let you go, Kareem. You know the Lakers got that high pick. If you were the GM, if you were in Magic's shoes right now, who would you go with?
Geez, I don't know. I'd have to talk to our scouting people. Sometimes you might want to trade a pick like that for a player that you know you might want. That is one way to go. So or they switch to draft picks with somebody if they don't think that they can use it. There are a lot of different things that can be done with a draft pick. The general manager really has to be aware of all of his options, and hopefully he'll pick the best one.
Yeah, we hope so, too. I appreciate your time, Kareem, Coach Wooden, and me exploring his 50-year friendship with Coach John Wooden, one of the most enduring and meaningful relationships in sports history. Where can they get the book?
You can go to Amazon. You can go to any bookstore that sells signed books, like Barnes & Noble and places like that.
I can't wait to go get my copy. It's going to be a nice read, Kareem. We enjoy all the books that you put out, and I can't wait to enjoy this one. Thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
Yeah.
I will do that. It's great talking to you guys.
Always good to talk to a legend. You have a good one. Thank you for your time again.
Okay.